What's up, everybody? This is episode 3 of the Outlaws of Music podcast. I am your boy, DJP.
I'm RCX, and we got a special guest on today. My friend, our friend,
BLU3. What's happening? Did y'all plan that? Y'all had your boy on the third episode because of the 3. Is that?
Dude, that was exactly the plan from the beginning. Wink.
Good looks. What a coincidence. What's happening, y'all? What's happening?
Man, not too much, bro. We're just kicking it. Hey, at the legendary Haltom Theater.
Yes, I am at home. Shout out to Chaz, man. We are in the building.
Oh, tonight. Man. Dude, this is definitely family. Hey, y'all make sure y'all come check out a show out here. We got a lot coming up in the future. Hit up the Haltom City on Facebook, on Instagram, and check out all the awesome shows they got coming up. Hip-hop, metal, rock, all kinds of good stuff.
Man, they be having amateur wrestling up here.
Oh, dude,
here.
I know. It's crazy. Stuff,
man, this place is the business now.
Man, it's cool. And you get to meet, like, with the wrestling and stuff. I've had great experience. You ever been to a wrestling show up here, bro?
Not really, no.
Dude, it's dope. You need to check it out, bro. There's so many cool wrestlers come up here, bro. You dab them up and stuff like that, man. It's a great time. And you see some crazy, crazy stuff, bro.
I'm actually a fanatic of one of them. Shout out to Maya. It's Maya's World on Instagram.
Man. Hell she yeah, dude.
She got the women's championship right now. I just seen her post that the other day. Yeah, shout out.
That's badass. Hell yeah. Shout out Maya. Hell yeah, bro. Well, dude, it's good to have you on our show, bro. Third episode. Hell yeah.
Man, I was getting a little jealous. I was like, okay, I see the first episode. Okay. Man, what the hell they gonna call me? Like, I was getting upset, but third is okay. I mean, you save blue, you know, for the third.
Listen.
BLU3, yeah, I like it.
There you go. That's, bro. But once again, dude, thank you for coming on. And hey. We got a few things to talk about tonight. DJ P, what's P the Poet, let us know what's up, bro. All
right, so y'all know the last episode we talked about the Benzino diss to Eminem, and then Eminem responded, and yada, yada, yada.
Absolutely.
Well, Benzino went on Drink Champs, right?
Yeah, Drink Champs.
Yes. I want to make sure.
Nori, shout out to
you. Oh, my God. And he kind of went
DJ
acted
Envy.
A fool, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no. Oh, my God. I said DJ Envy. Bro, I'm so sorry.
Fuck Eminem. Dusted Eminem. Rap Elvis, bitch. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How about that?
I ain't gonna lie.
How about that?
All right.
Oh, my God.
He says that shit, right? Hey, hold on. He goes from that to, like, Wait a minute.
Is he saying he's the rap Elvis, or is he saying
he made that song rap
he's
Elvis.
He's calling Eminem that.
No,
but like
saying,
the way he said it was like,
I'm saying
rap Elvis, bitch. Like, he's the rap Elvis,
no,
bro. Like,
no, and then he went from that to, like,
you think this shit is fucking cool? Oh, man. We're failing as a people. I don't hate Eminem. I don't know him to hate him.
This is great.
I don't hate white people.
Dude. Motherfucker, what? Bro,
man.
Come on, son.
Look, that liquor is something to you, man. That liquor. Nori got a hell of a podcast concept.
Dude, hell yeah,
man.
Bro.
He getting them up there drunk. I mean, Club Shay Shay done took a little bit from Drink Champs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, Benzino, you acted a capital A-S-S in this mug.
And, of course, like, check the last episode where we review the disses, but, yeah, we ain't running through them again.
That shit was fucking whack as fuck.
Hey,
well,
what's up?
I don't know if M's going to respond to this, but Cassidy, the one who actually wrote Benzino's diss, also dissed Eminem.
Okay. Y'all are gonna
I don't know if M's gonna even respond or even give it the light of day.
Hold on.
But we are.
Yeah, we are.
Because that's how we do it at the Outlaws of Music podcast.
That's right.
So
before you press play on that, though.
Okay.
I y'all are gonna hate me for this.
What's
all right.
Up, RC?
Hey, y'all forgive me. But who's Cassidy? What's he done? I'm sorry, dude.
He's a
everybody's gonna hate
on the cool. He's a battle rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's mainly about
commercially, he hasn't had the success as most legends, but Cassidy, there's legends of this game,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, there's lyricists that are almost there. He kind of in that category, you know what I'm saying?
I
ain't gonna drop my top five right now, but like that I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, homie. Like that shit that he took from Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
He made that a hot song about 15, 20 years ago.
Shit, I gotta check that out. 15, yeah. 20 years ago. Oh yeah. Shit. Okay.
Yeah, you might. What was you in elementary school back then?
Shit. Yeah, nah, yeah, let's say that, yeah, I'm thinking back, yeah, definitely elementary school.
Oh, man.
But y'all, yeah, we for sure gonna get into this, so this is Cassidy.
Yeah, Cassidy.
This is Cassidy, let's where the bull at, and it's not bull like U-B, or it's not B-U-L-L, it's B-U-L, by the way, guys. All right, enjoy.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Listen. All I'm trying to do is write raps, get money, and relax. I've been way better than you, cat. Shot when I got the news that this nigga ready for war, then where that fool at? Listen, I was getting to the chicken way before rap. If this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? We get busy. If they with me, then I'm ball strapped. If this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? If this nigga ready, if this nigga ready, if this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? We real niggas, real hitters, got the ball back. If this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? If you give me a reason, I won't reason with you. Ratchet pretty, she have a titty, I squeeze her nipple. I send my OG to get you, it won't be an issue. Cause he'll fish you right before he let you see the piss. He'll whip you till he get exhausted like car smoke. My guy ride, he'll do a drive-by, pay his car note. My bar's hard, you bite him and get your jaw broke. Like Papa's Annie with Oxycontin, my bars though. Yo, I know a stepper that's crippled, that man can't walk it, man, I can't speak sign language, but let my hands talk. You could get hit with the damn hawk or the can spark. Play tough Tony, get the iron like your man Stark. Listen, I was getting to the chicken way before rap. If this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? We get busy. If they with me, then I'm ball strapped. If this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? If this nigga ready, if this nigga ready, if this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? Real niggas, real hitters got the ball back. If this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? That damn chalk, I outline your body, I palm the shotty. To keep it fly, you should kill yourself and go kamikaze. I'm not a bitch, my chopper kick like Taiwan karate. You think I'm joking till your shit get peeled, time for Cosby. We had the Ziffer bids, now rappers snitch the pigs. I miss the pots and I miss the bigs, Rhino Oz. My niggas shoot to get the loot through all kind of robberies. I could have them run in your building and redesign alive. You a son of a bitch, I put that on your mom and poppy. Your mama Dottie, your papa pussy, but mine's is cocky. Stop trying to stop me, I'm the next wave. I'm back at it, yo, for decades I had a flow that they been trying to cop. Listen, I was getting to the chicken way before rap. If this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? We get busy, if they with me, then I'm ball strapped. If this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? If this nigga ready, if this nigga ready, if this nigga ready for war, then where that boy at? Real niggas, real hitters got the ball back. If this nigga ready for war, then we that boy.
And that was Cassidy, where the bull at.
Man.
Just people dissing Eminem is just, I don't know. I guess they're
crazy.
He's writing. He's writing the tale of the hype. I feel like on the cool, because there's a hype behind it right now. Because Benzino just did it. So yeah, he's riding the wave of this Eminem. It's this.
Man, the one thing I'm disappointed about is it sounds like he dropped it in 2002.
You know, right.
He just pulled out a song that he made about Eminem and had in the vault that he wasn't right. That he was scared to drop, and now he's like, oh shit, this and Eminem is hot right now. Let me go ahead and
right. Drop source mixtape it. Source mixtape it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he had a few relevant lines, but the sound, man, like you gotta stay with the times to be impactful.
Oh, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, Melly Mel diss and Eminem, like, bro, that could have been cool, but,
bro,
you know, you try to...
Sit down. You and your whole team need to go back to the drawing board. But this and Eminem is crazy anyways.
I know, right, dude?
Suicide.
But, I mean, I get why you would do it, though. Like, just because, like, you know, obviously you see what it does for some artists, you know what I mean? And, like, it gets their name out there, especially when you're an artist that's trying to, like, switch genres and shit, and you're trying to get some attention.
Yeah, if you're new to the game, but, okay, Cassidy, I just tried to give you a whole description of him before we played the song, right?
Mm.
Now my description of him is completely different. Right. Like, some of these old heads need to, look, and I'm almost there, but some of these old heads need to either get with the times or stay in your lane. Stay back. Mm. Stay back, because you're making yourself look like that old angry man on the corner yelling at the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, get off my lawn looking at
it. It's funny, too, because, like, it's like old rappers rapping at old rap. Like, no offense to either of them motherfuckers, but they are older rappers, bro. You know what I'm saying? But it's like old rap. It's not like, you know, it's not like, I don't know. I mean, I guess people like us that appreciate fucking beats and shit like that and diss tracks, like, you know.
And lyrics and everything. Yeah, I feel you, man. Shout out to my son, Devo, for keeping me relevant. You know what I'm saying? I got a cheat code, but for those of y'all who don't, y'all need to find a way.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
What's up, P?
Y'all, I mean, we gonna talk about, because y'all know we like to talk about shows coming up and everything. Mm-hmm. And BLU3 is a promoter for anybody at Outlaws Music that doesn't know DFW Music, and they got a show coming in March.
Yes, yeah. Cheers and beers here at historic Halton Theater, St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, dude. Yes. Hell yeah, man.
Look, we're throwing a throwback hip-hop party, okay?
That's fire,
and
dude.
This is
hell
a
yeah.
party. There are going to be artists performing, but, I mean, this is a party, okay? Who doesn't want to drink green beer, sing their favorite throwback rap songs at the top of their...
I don't know, dude. I think I'm going to be at the Halton Theater on St. Patrick's Day, bro, because, like, dude, trust me, I'll be rocking the kilt, bro.
Man, hey, come out in all your green, okay? We've already talked to Mr. Chaz. Thank you, Chaz, for the platform.
Hell yeah, Chaz.
We're gonna have one hell of a night, St. Patrick's Day.
That's
it's
right.
Going down, DFW Music style.
Hell yeah, Halton Theater. So yeah, make sure y'all, 317, bro. That's St. Patrick's Day. Get the fuck out to the Halton Theater. All right, it's gonna be crazy. We're gonna get it popping.
Yeah.
Is there a place they can get tickets now, or is it artist?
No. Everything's gonna be at the door.
The door.
We trying to make it.
Make sure y'all bring cash.
No. They don't have to bring cash.
Because it's St. Patty's Day, and is green.
Look, you can bring your cash. Yes, we will.
Because cash is green.
Cash. But if you forget, you can still get in. We take Cash App, Apple Pay, Zelle. You know what I'm saying? All that will be available at the door. All you gotta do is be able to have a smartphone and scan the code.
That's how you do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. So what we normally talk about, Blue, on our third segment is the one thing artists need nowadays. We've talked about cash before, and then what did we talk about with Trey? I don't remember. I think it was just platform in general. Like,
yeah, I think so. I can't remember. I can't recall.
But if you could think of something that an artist would need that they normally wouldn't think of or something, what would it be?
Well, I mean, my answer is something that I'm sure that they all... The answer is hustle. Okay? Mm-hmm. The answer is hustle. Everybody says that they got it, right?
But yeah.
There's a difference. Everybody starts at point A and wants to get to C, and it's only the ones willing to truly go through the B, which is normally the bullshit,
mm-hmm.
that's ever going to get to that point. I would say a team, but it doesn't matter if you have a team or not if you don't have any hustle, right? So you gotta have some personal drive. Everybody wants to be something, but what are you truly doing about it? Are you willing to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you failed today because instead of going out and promoting yourself, you were sitting on the couch smoking weed?
Ooh.
Are you willing to say, you know, yeah, I took my kids out today, and I'm a father, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, mm-hmm. I took my kids out today, but I didn't have any of my flyers with me, so whenever I saw a young parent who might be interested in hip-hop, I missed an opportunity to tell them about myself.
Yeah.
You gotta have some hustle. I mean, there's, what, billions of people in this world.
Right, right.
And you shooting for millions of views, right? That's how you get paid.
Yeah.
Millions of views in this day and age. And if you're not willing to hustle those up,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing?
Yeah, you're not gonna get it straight. And like, dude, hustling, like, you gotta adapt when it comes to hustling. You know what I mean? Like you can get in there and, like, you know, you make a fucking song that's like a little countryish. You know what I'm saying? You go up in them country bars and shit. You like hustle at that, bro. Motherfuckers will fuck with you, bro. Like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Just adapt that hustle, bro.
Look, it doesn't. I mean, it's all about taking advantage of the opportunity. You don't want to spend the last few years of your life saying, man, I shoulda, coulda, woulda done this. I wish I woulda done this. Man, you got it out. If you're an artist right now and you got people willing to come to your shows, willing to listen to your music online, willing to download it and spend their $2 on Apple Music, you know what I'm saying? If you got folks willing to do that, why aren't you maximizing
it? Absolutely.
If you're not going to, look, it's okay to do this stuff as a hobby. You know, there's plenty of open mics. There's plenty of this, that, and the other that you can go get your little groove onto. But artists like us, you know, RCX, I've been seeing you grind for over a decade, man.
Bro,
a decade
I appreciate
plus.
That.
Yeah. And Rome was not built, you know, in a day. In a day, not at all. So if you ain't got no hustle, if you can't go to sleep, if you go to sleep at all and say, man, I could have done this, I should have done that, then this is not for you. This is not for you.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. So, that's segment three, because y'all know we like to let y'all know what y'all need and hustle. You just got to do
it.
You
better have some hustle.
You better hustle. Mm-hmm. All right, so.
You're a rapper or a janitor or whatever the hell you do. You better be at your grind.
I know. Hell yeah.
That's how you have to do it. All right, so we about to do the interview and get into the interview with BLU3. But before that, like before every interview, we got to play their music, let y'all get a little taste for y'all know who we talking to.
Hey.
So we about to play BLU3. Revolutions.
Revelations.
See, I'm
Bible,
hey,
boy.
Hey, I'm the most dyslexic rapper y'all ever meet.
It's okay, P.
Revelations.
DJP.
DJP. Alright, I hope everybody enjoy.
My father taught me many things here. He taught me in this room. He taught me, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
The shot fall.
Shit, I'm about to say it.
Remember, y'all made me do this shit.
Shit's getting crucial, man.
Can I have your attention, please? Y'all know the name.
Did I say more?
BLU.
Always done shit my way. Some said it would be my curse. Quick classes deferred from the masses, but somehow I still finished first. Then they said I went through life backwards. As a young teen, I became a father. Then they told me he would be my curse. Turns out the kid's a great business partner. Nowadays, I'm still talking shit. Thank you, God, that I learned my lesson. If it hadn't, you and I know that my black ass would have been blocking blessings. My biggest rivals are my own thoughts. We went to war, I came out on top. So looking at you, little puny niggas, trying to plant your flag, kinda got me hot. Oh, you the first to come out of Dallas, so I thought that was D.O. Oh, you paved the way, not Pook and Lucci. You niggas not fooling me. Try to start a little civil war. Now one dead, the other still posting. Talking about he the king, but my nigga, you were not posted. Can't be the king until you beat the king. I'm building an army for battle. Keeping our enemies close to the chest. Hurting these niggas like cattle. Hip-hop's the third testament. And all y'all can recite a verse. But only goats get to write a book where all verses isn't in a hearse. The book of Pac, the book of Big, the book of Ho, the book of M. Book of Kendrick, the book of Wayne, the book of Kanye, and the book of Drake. You'll find the stories that lead to mine. I'm Revelation to the whole thing. The second coming, yeah, I've been here before. Son of fathers like Prince the King. I'm Mike Jordan if he never left. And the answer's yes, he would've won 8. How would he measure up against the new niggas? Take a look at me, I'm living great. Either 23 or 45, I'm burning gas and I'm eating steaks. Serving all of the fam, like who need a plate? Shaq call him barbecue chicken, I call him filet mignon. Just point out the opposition, chop chop that nigga gone. We can go bar for bar, or we can go song for song. It's your funeral, homie, you want your death to be quick along. Turn the lights off in your noggin like your brain's last call. All's fair and love and war, nigga, I'm the shit, you just a star. Best respect your elders, I'm the nigga who taught your teachers. I think your vision is a little blurry, but it's hard to see the game when you're in the bleachers. I'm the one who got your chick to twerk. twerk on a stage in a panties and t-shirt. Three times, three-peat, threesome, you know how threes work. She love a nigga and I love her back. Without the other, we do not exist. So if I happen to not drop my shit, then poof, nigga, there goes your bitch. Oh, you the first to come out of Dallas? I thought that was D.O.C. Oh, you paved the way, not Pook and Lucci. You niggas not fooling me. Try to start a little civil war, now one dead, the other still posted. Talk about he the king, but my nigga, you are not posted. Can't be the king till you beat the king. I'm building an army for battle, keeping our enemies close to the chest, hurting these niggas like cattle. Hip-hop's the third testament, and all y'all can recite a verse, but only goats get to write a book where all verses in and a hearse. In the book of Pac, the book of Big, the book of Ho, the book of M, the book of Kendrick, and the book of Wayne, the book of Cayenne, the book of Drake. You'll find the stories that lead to mine. I'm the revelation to the whole thing. Second coming, yeah, I've been here before. Son of fathers like Prince the King.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a dope-ass track.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Hell yeah, dude. That was fire as hell.
It's just me paying homage to my city, man. There's a lot of people that claim to be the first to do it and the only one doing this, that, and the other. But nah, man, there's been a lot of us that paved the way for the road that we're marching down right now.
So yeah.
Salute to y'all. Yeah.
Salute. So, P, what are we talking about next out here?
What are we talking about next? That's a very good question. We're going to interview BLU through and ask him interview questions.
Oh, I was already doing an interview, but okay.
That apparently I didn't have it ready. All right, so...
The official interview questions.
So, this will be that other snippet that y'all posted.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's right. Exactly. 100%.
Hey, so... The question is, what artist was your main influence to start making music?
Oh, that's an easy question. I can't even front. Shout out to my family, Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
One of the few and only rap artists and rap groups to be inducted into the Rock and Roll and the Hip Hop Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was blessed with the opportunity to see a lot of that, you know, come to fruition. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be them. I can't say nobody else. I'll get my ass whooped at the family reunion if I say anybody else. But yeah, shout out to Bone Thugs, my big cousin Lazy, my big cousin Flesh and Bone. Without y'all, I wouldn't probably be, you know, working for somebody. Yeah, doing something. But it's a blessing to be able to work for myself and do this music thing. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So, when and where did you record your first song?
Oh, man. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But shout out to the funk. I was out there off of 35 and Alta Mesa in the middle of the hood. Man, I ain't gonna name the apartments because I think they still standing. But so I was like 16, 17. My son was born, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was 16, 17, and my son was born.
Yeah, yeah,
you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
I was out there trying to get it. Caught a little case. Went to court, said I come. You know, they give you a date to come back.
Yeah, right.
I ain't come back. Oof. They started looking for. Look, they was at my pop's house, my mom's house. I was like,
goddamn, dude, shit.
So my sister, shout out to Lonnie OG. My sister, she was running a fucked up apartment complex out there in the funk. You know, 35 and Alta Mesa's the hood. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Southwest side. And, you know, she was like, well, I got an empty apartment you can stay in right now. Man, I went in there. There was roaches and rats and shit. But, hey, I was there. I turned myself in after a couple of days. But while I was there.
Yeah, roaches and.
Yeah, I wasn't fucking with that.
No.
But while I was there, I met some cats. And there was like. They had a lot of music coming out there, shit. So I was like, y'all the spot, huh? They was like, nah, we got a studio in here. I was like, a studio?
Yeah.
I was like, I freestyle, what's up? And they put me on a track, and from then on, the moment I heard myself in the headphones, I knew this is what I was supposed to be
doing. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I knew this was what I was supposed to be doing. So shout out to them. There was a little label, Acting Ass Entertainment. I gotta definitely pay homage to y'all for giving me my first opportunity.
Hell yeah. Acting Ass Entertainment. All right.
Acting Ass Entertainment.
Hell yeah.
No, it was Acting in ass.
Oh, acting in ass. Acting in ass.
For sure.
But shout out to the OGs out there on the Southwest side. Thank you for opening the door for me.
For sure. Hey, so this is a question, and a lot of artists probably want to know a little bit more about this. How is it being a promoter?
Man, okay, so remember you asked me what every artist needs, right?
Correct.
Hustle. You got to be your own promoter.
Okay? Yeah, I do it exactly,
you
right?
You got to be your own promoter. It's tough trying to find enough artists that have that understanding mm-hmm. to put on an actual show. It's very difficult. It's hard enough to push yourself, but then
right.
then you you know, you open the door or you have an opportunity that you want to share with some other folks, and they want to get paid, but mm-hmm. didn't even post that they was coming to perform.
Ooh, right. Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it. DFW Music, we work hard to put money in artists' pockets. That's one thing mm-hmm. that we take pride in, is that normally we do a 50-50 split. Not too many people are willing to give you half yeah. of the pie that you provide. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
A lot of folks are like, hey, pay $150 to come perform.
Right.
You get 8 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And you get three people in free. Like, right. what the fuck? So being a promoter is very frustrating, but it's very rewarding at the end of the day, because when you do find those few diamonds in the rough that put in the work, that put on a good show, and promote that they're going to put on a good show.
Yeah, yeah.
It definitely feels good when it finally does come together. Definitely does. But it's frustrating as hell.
I can concur on being frustrating, because some of you artists just humble yourselves.
Man, because humble D yourself. Is also, he's also a promoter, as y'all know.
Hey, here's the sad thing, and I'm going to tell y'all this right now. If you're an artist and you only have music on a band lab, that's mm-hmm. exactly relevant as being an artist and having your music on SoundCloud about 10 to 5 to 10
what
years
ago. What the fuck
ago.
Is band lab? I don't even know.
It's the, hey, it's the new SoundCloud. The only difference is you can record your music with the software. Record on there.
On there?
But in my opinion, it's literally the brand new SoundCloud. That's what it is. Because I'm like, people got found on SoundCloud. I feel like there was like three.
There was three found
on SoundCloud, and they weren't like Lil Xan. I would say like Lil Xan. I'm pretty sure was sound.
Still rapping?
Nah, he on a tour, but I don't. I mean, I mean, I don't know if anyone's going to the shows.
I ain't heard of.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't listen to none of that shit.
He on tour with who?
Yeah. He's the headliner.
He's the. I don't give a fuck who, what time he performs.
Yeah,
I said, who he on tour with?
Nobody.
It's just him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the kind of people that were found on SoundCloud, and they had a very, very short run. But I'm just saying that BandLab is the new SoundCloud, and if you only have your music on BandLab, and also you won't send your music
you
to DJs.
Off of your shit on BandLab?
I'm pretty sure you don't.
No, well then, fuck that,
what
dude.
What the fuck is you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
They doing sound. They doing the new SoundCloud.
But here's the thing, though. Like, is anybody but artists on that platform?
I like to check my little music distribution app to see how much money I'd have made.
Yeah, right.
But that's just a little insight into that.
I mean, I made $100 last year.
Blue. I need to know what makes. What do you think makes you stand out from other artists?
I hate to be repetitive, but my fucking hustle, man. Yeah. Like,
hustle strong, yo.
There's no excuses,
hustle is strong.
You guys. There's no excuses on why you're not successful. Like, there's people that literally hate that you're doing better than mm-hmm. them, when they probably could have did it better than you, but they never even tried.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. You gotta put forth some hustle. I mean, I might see a few every now and then, but when we're promoting a show, 30 days before a show, like right now, every weekend we're out at different events, other people's events, promoting our event. You know, we're out at the malls, we're out at the swap meet, shout out Traders Village, what the fuck is
Hell
that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We out at the car shows, we out at the races, and that's just on the weekends, y'all. Mm-hmm. During the week, you know what I'm saying? We kind of had a sidebar earlier, RCX, like,
yeah,
I got flyers with me right now If right I go to now. McDonald's, the person that hands me that I pay is mm-hmm. getting a flyer. The person yeah. that's sitting up at the second window handing me my food is getting a flyer. When I go to the school and drop my son off, if I see a parent that's under 60, they're getting a flyer.
Yeah, yeah.
My kids' teachers be listening to my music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like there's nobody that doesn't know me and not know my music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the one thing about me that stands out for real. That and my versatility. I mean, there's not too many artists out here in DFW that can go get on a trap song and then go get on a song with RCX and his band.
That's
and
right.
Outlaws, you know what I'm saying? Lone Star Outlaws.
Yes, sir.
And
that's right.
Turn around and drop a track with MC Lovey and then drop a track with Skits Coleon, you know what I'm
Hell
saying?
Yeah,
I'm in there. I can do Taylor Swift. I can do 50 Cent. What you want to do?
Hell yeah.
Let's go. All
right, so this is a one that a lot of people are like, wow. But if you could tell your younger self anything, what would it be?
Man, we got to call this the hustle episode, okay? Mm-hmm.
Hustle episode.
Because I'm telling my young self, go get it.
There you go.
Go get it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Go get it right now. I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if you got something to do tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised.
Hell no. Absolutely not.
And you don't know when your next opportunity is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take it for granted. The time that you have now is the most precious time that you will ever have. Take advantage of it now. Go get on your hustle now. Okay.
That's right.
I don't care that you ain't got no show. You got music. Put it on a fucking flyer. Get you a QR code. They fucking free. Right click on any motherfucking computer screen. You can
right.
make yourself a fucking QR code and get your ass out there. Okay. Shit. I'm from a time where, you know, you had to spend $50 on 200 blank CDs, burn them motherfuckers yourself, write the fucking songs on the fucking top of the CD, and go find somewhere to pass that shit out. If you on social media scrolling and you ain't talked about your music all day, what the fuck is you doing? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So I'm telling my young self, go get it. Go
right?
get it. So, you know, take care of what you don't want to do right now. Go work hard now so you don't have to work so hard when you get to wherever you're going. Okay, take care of B. Everybody starts at A, wants to get to C. Take care of B as fast as possible. The bullshit.
Oh, absolutely, bro. And, like, look, I love how, like, you just even gave him a free game right there, bro. Because, like you said, dude, all you got to do is drive yourself up to Bankham up in, you know,
man,
up in Arlington.
Shout out to Bankham.
Shout out Bankham.
Bankham. Bankham.
Oh, come on.
That's
bro.
The spot.
That
Hell
is the
yeah.
spot, dog.
I love going in there being like Mr. UTK.
Yeah, and they ain't like, paying yeah. us, bro. They ain't paying us for this. We just love them so
no,
much.
No, they're
bro.
Great.
Hell yeah. Love.
They're probably, they're one of the only ones really left doing the print shit, and if you send it to them early enough in the day, you can go later that day.
Yeah. Same
but
day,
if
dude.
Hey, only if they're busy or you requested something that's just a little out the norm,
yeah.
like you will have to go get it the next day.
You ask
but,
if one of them pull out things.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Pull out
like you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer, but they normally same day. You just gotta make sure you give them at least a reasonable time. You can't email them at 6 and get there at 8 be like, hey, where's my...
They I shot them some shit at 11:30 in the morning and they emailed me at 3 p.m.
Yep.
talking about your 5,000 flyers.
Right.
Yeah, they be going good.
Exactly,
hey,
right?
They be going hard.
Yeah. That's right, dude. And, yo, you can go there, print up 1,000 flyers for like $80, bro. It's a good deal, dude. I'm
it's
telling
really
you.
Good deal.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That,
well,
is that one?
That's the
okay,
one.
That's
yeah, hell
sure.
yeah.
I was making sure about that. But, yeah, that's... And we have a last question, but I know you're answer to it because it is word of advice for other artists trying to make it in the game. Hustle. That's the answer.
I try to cut you off though. What's the question?
No, the last question is word of advice for other artists trying to make it in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew hustle. That's
yeah,
just
absolutely.
That's the answer.
Don't get me to repeat myself because I will. But
yeah, hey, hustle, and hustle.
Yeah,
hustle.
That's if y'all get anything from this episode, anything. It better be hustle.
Get out there.
Because
right. Think, dude. Think. Like, get creative with it, bro. There's no wrong answer when it comes to, getting out there and hustling and innovating, bro. It's all about just like trying something and adapting.
Big
every
thing.
Time you,
exactly.
Whether you win or lose, you just keep trying and adapting. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Well, hell yeah. Well, Blue, dude, thank you so much for fucking joining us today, man.
It's been the pleasure is all mine. I'm telling y'all, I knew, look, episode one, episode two, I was like, okay, I mean, who else you gonna ask besides?
Listen,
shout out to all the upcoming artists that are gonna be out here. You know,
we got BLU3 on three.
On three, okay, I appreciate that. Y'all do me a favor, just remember the name BLU3 DFW Music, all one word. Shout out to my fam Debo, Jimbo Slice, C Love, Boneface, Justice for Us. You know what I'm saying? The varsity of this music shit. That's who we are, man. Fuck with it.
Hell yeah. And do you have anything coming out?
Yeah, actually, you know, my project Cold Hearted dropped in November.
Okay.
So it is available on all music platforms. Revelations is the introduction to that. So what we played is the introduction to that. So if y'all was fucking with that, trust me, there's plenty more. I did a whole lot of work on this project because y'all ain't gonna get another one like this from me. There's 20 songs on there.
Oof, damn, you put work in. Yes,
there's 9 features.
Damn.
Other than DFW Music, there's 9 features.
Oh shit! Okay.
So Jimmy's on there. You're gonna hear Jimmy. You're gonna hear Debo. But I got Jay Twan on there. I got a kid named Wojay out of North Dallas, man. Like, DFW Music is doing their damn thing. Slice World is coming soon. Debo's got another project on its way. And trust, I'll have something for y'all for this summer. I ain't gonna leave y'all hanging. I promise.
Hell
awesome,
yeah.
Awesome,
that's
awesome.
Fire, that's fire.
And everybody, make sure y'all check all of us out. You know, it's at P the Poet, a.k.a. DJP, everywhere. LoneStarOutlawsMusic.com. That's pretty sure that's right.
Yeah, at LoneStarOutlawsMusic.com. That is correct.
I'm a part of a band, but I don't do enough promotion sometimes, so I'm just it's making right. sure I shout it
He's
out.
Good. He's good. I appreciate that, brother.
You gotta hustle, P. You gotta hustle.
But make sure y'all check all that out. And this has been episode 3 of the Outlaws Music Podcast. We're going to end with a track by RCX featuring BLU3.
And you can... it's going to be fire. And you can find me, RCX, official RCX on Facebook. Official RCX on IG, fucking 817 RCX 817 on YouTube, and all that shit.
And
but hey, before we get out of here, if you guys fuck with the show, make sure you guys go to like P said, go to LoneStarOutlawsMusic.com/merch, and you can pick up some t-shirts. You can pick up some. We're gonna put a t-shirt up there for our podcast, the Outlaws of Music. Also, you can get your Lone Star Outlaws Music. Merch there.
If you don't know, this podcast is on all platforms. So if you listen to your podcast anywhere and everywhere, we will be there.
That's right. So make sure you tune in.
Like it. All my artists in Dallas, Fort Worth, from really across the country just trying to do their thing. Y'all support guys like this because it's platforms like this that make us who we are. Without y'all, there's no us. So
man, we appreciate that.
But y'all playing our shit?
Let's go. We're going in, bro.
All right, so.
Your boy Blue.
That's right, baby.
Add a couple O's. Y'all check
that's
that
right.
shit out.
Let's get it, baby. Come on.
Wherever I was able, fuck Uncle Sam, hit me some hundreds under the table. I ain't at school no more, that don't mean that I ain't learning. I stay booked up, everything you know is an asset to your earnings. No scared money, all I do is build my brand and rap. That's why my ass is all over the US map. There's a lot of cats trying to scam out here. You better check them, dissect them, don't let them up into your rectum. I'm like a mailman, rain, snow, hail. I'm working, don't bitch about your life if you spend your time YouTube searching on the shit, but I ain't on shit. No, I ain't perking, but I do like a few cold ones, so pardon me if I'm slurring. But not a minute of any of the shit came easy. Just a lot of huge letdowns, and friends doing me sleazy, thinking they was fucking slick, but they slipping, they greasy. Some suck, some swim while I'm blowing like Beezy. See, I'm a hustler, trying to get mine. Don't no sleep, and I only know grind. Shine so bright, you might go blind. If you ain't down the ride, you get left behind. Got a couple people got my back, while I'm out trying to earn everything I lack. Warning to the haters coming at the impacts. I will attack, and you don't want that.
Water boy, keep the rain in the trap. Water boy, keep the rain in the trap. Water boy, keep the rain in the trap. We had a couple of holes to my bank.
Yes, sir. RCX, you picked the right one on this one. Two of Texas is finest. You're not a 90L.
to misbelieve that. It wasn't always loud packs and MK. A lot of nickelbacks, cold nights and hot days. I remember fixing G something to eat. I was only 19, so it was ramen and G. I told him back then that daddy was gonna eat. And one day it'd be steak, cornbread and grains. What you know about free lunches and hand-me-downs? That's what you really see placing your eyes upon the crown. Went from don't fuck with him to Uger, he the man. So every day I gotta get it to stay where I stand. Something like Ho to the Triple D, Frank Lucas to the H-E-B. $1 million man and manifested it from the ground. Mister, it's going down.
Trying to get mine, don't no sleeping, I only know grind. Shine so bright, you might go blind if you ain't down the ride, you get left behind. Got a couple people got my back while I'm out trying to earn everything I lack. Warning to the haters coming at the impacts. I will attack, and you don't want that.
Water boy, keep the rain in the drought. Water boy, keep the rain in the drought. Water boy, keep the rain in the drought. Once we had a couple of holes to my bank account. Water boy, keep the rain in the drought. Water boy, keep the rain in the drought. Water boy, keep the rain in the drought. Once we had a couple of holes to my bank account.
You damn right.
Water boy, keep the rain in the drought.
You know what it is.
Water boy, keep the rain in the drought.
Smoke 'em records.
Water boy, keep the rain in the drought.
DFW music.
Y'all, RCX, you know they gonna want to hit replay on this one, right?